On Creek Info Talk.
From hitting six sixes in an over, something he's going to be remembered for a very long time, to continuing his good form in the one day and being named vice captain of the Indian team, you've had things going through a pretty purple patch at the moment. I, Anand Vasu, caught up with him for Creek Info Talk in this exclusive interview.
The natural place to start, of course, is the six sixes, because that's what you're going to be remembered by for a while. Want to talk us through that again, looking back at it now?
Yeah, it was a great moment in my cricketing career. Obviously, after getting hit for five sixes at the Oval match, it was back on my mind. And fortunately, it came against England, so it was a very pleasing day.
The guy you hit was not a part-time bowler, I think. He's someone who troubled us quite a bit. Stuart Broad, not a bad bowler. He was bowling quick, he was bowling accurately, he was getting the ball to swing also. How did it just happen?
Obviously, Stuart Broad, obviously, you know, he's a frontline bowler, young, and, you know, obviously he's going to play a lot of cricket for England, so. But, obviously, we had 3 overs to go and 2 many wickets in hand, so, you know, I just obviously had to hit every ball, and obviously, he tried, you know, bowling Yorkers and didn't get them right, so. Whatever, I just thought that, you know, I'm just going to hit the ball straight, so that was on my mind, and I wasn't thinking too many things. I was just looking to hit the ball straight. Yeah, I succeeded in hitting all six sixes. Feel good that you hit a fast bowler. So that was something special.
You played in the domestic 2020 last year in Bombay, where there were maybe 10 people or 15 people watching matches. Now after this, obviously the game is going to pick up in a big way in India, and you're going to have packed houses and things like that. How would you compare that experience with this?
No, obviously when I was playing, there was a decent crowd for a 2020 domestic game, but obviously things have changed. India has won the World Cup, and the way the tournament has, you know, come up and, you know, towards the final, it was organized very well. Even the 2003 World Cup was organized very well in South Africa. So, it's getting there, you know, I don't think it's going to kill 50 over cricket, because obviously every form is important. It's just that you have to channelize, you know, when you should be playing 2020 or not. But it's great fun for the spectators. It's good entertainment. Quite a lot of enjoyment for the batsmen. Not good for the bowlers. I would not like to bowl in 2020. Saving yourself every ball, so it's quite tough to bowl in 2020. So it's just an entertaining format.
Speaking of formats, in your time with the Indian team, you've played a lot of one-day cricket, not so much test cricket. Now in another format, you've made a mark. But that's 2020 is now behind us for the moment at least. They're going to play the odd game. But it's now 50-over cricket and test cricket. And your form's continued in the 50-over game. Naturally, you'll be looking at a test spot as well.
Yeah, of course. I mean, end of the day, it's very important to play one day and test cricket. And for me, who the guy, I've been around for 7 years and still struggling to find a spot in the test side. You know, it gets really frustrating as an individual. If you don't have talent, you know, you don't bother about it. But if you do have, you bother a lot about it. So, you know, I've stopped thinking about these things, you know, getting a spot. You know, it's good if you just be focused on whatever game you play and, you know, just work hard at your game and learn from watching other teams playing and your seniors. I think it's very important to be occupied and playing cricket rather than thinking of, you know, what's going to happen if I play test cricket, if I don't play test cricket. So.
And you also seem to have become quite comfortable batting at different positions, because the first part of your career you spent at number 6 or number 7 in the one days. Now you're getting more opportunities up the order, or, you know, more regularly getting chances. And you had said in an earlier interview that any batsman would like to bat higher up the order because it gives you more chance to play. Are you a better batsman now, a more mature batsman? Is it perhaps now would be a better time for you to bat, say, 3, 4?
Yeah, of course, you know, I've matured a lot in one day cricket because I have played so many games now. But obviously there's room of improvement, I'm still improving. But I've tried to understand my game as for the team and for myself. As you know, for me it's very important to bat between 15 to 30, 35, 40 overs so that I can put a base for the team. So that's what I look to do, you know, try and play till the end and put our team in a good position. Responsibilities are more, you know. So I just try to do my best.
Do you think you're a better batsman technically as well, as you said, experience? Because often questions have been asked about your ability, say, to play the moving ball outside the off stump, and in test matches, this is what people have said, that this is why you've not got a run.
Well, obviously, you know, the two test centers I have, you know, have been on green tops in Pakistan, so I'm pretty confident about myself. And obviously, I have worked on my technique and my temperament. My technique has improved. And, you know, watching some best players in the world, you will learn a lot of things. So I have no doubts about myself and a lot of confidence in me. And, you know, I love proving people wrong. And I wish to do the same in future.
Things are going very well for you with the bat. You were groomed for the captaincy. You were looked at as someone who could take a captaincy role. You were vice captain of the team. So that naturally means the people, you know, selectors were looking at you as a future captain. Otherwise, you would not be appointed vice captain. When Dravid stepped down and the job went to Dhoni, were you disappointed?
I won't say disappointed, but Dhoni is a guy who's always helping the team out, looking for the best interest of the team. That point of time, I thought, you know, being the captain is not in my hand and it's not my call. My call is to just, you know, try and do the best for the team. And, you know, it's the selector's call and whatever they think is the best man for the team, so they choose the man. I just have to concentrate on my game and, you know, make sure that, you know, our team goes forward from here. You're thinking about being captain and not be captain becomes a personal issue. That's what I think as an individual. So, you know, when it comes and at the moment, you have to put the team first.
And you've mentioned more than once learning about cricket, playing against and with some of the best players. You have some of them in your team, but right now you're playing against the Australians. Sometimes it seems like they're just playing at a different level, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, because they have a great unit and, you know, they set very high standards for themselves. When you see them play, you know, you see a different kind of cricket, very aggressive cricket. So, you know, a lot of the teams, they're different from a lot of the teams because they're consistent and, you know, a lot of teams try to play like them and, you know, don't succeed. I think that's very wrong because, you know, every team have their strengths and weak points. So you have to play according to what you are best at. And if you try and match how they play, you know, I don't think that's a good idea. So I think you have to play to your strengths and we try to play our strengths. And that's why we've had a consistent year.
Now, there's been a lot of talk about how, especially recently, how this team is a young team and this is youth and they are fearless and very good atmosphere in the dressing room. I mean, and this is a new Indian team. We've heard all this before, haven't we? When Saurabh took over, at that time and John Wright, and we had that success in the NatWest Challenge. That time also it was a new India. How much of this is new India and how much of this is hype?
See, obviously, of course, you know, young boys coming in, you know, they create a lot of aggression and make a good atmosphere in the team. A lot of dives and saves in the field, but you should not forget what the seniors have done for you. They've played so many years of cricket and they've got great laurels to India. So, it should be a balance, but one day cricket especially, you got to be really fit. You know, you have to be a very good fielding side. That's my personal opinion. So obviously, you know, in times, you know, you see guys like Rohit Sharma, Dinesh Karthik, Suresh Raina, Manoj Tiwari. You know, these are the guys who are like Badrinath, very good fielders. And, you know, I just think that these guys should be groomed properly. Robin Uthappa, you know, fantastic. Gautam Gambhir has been fantastic. You know, Irfan and Bhaji coming back. There have been a lot of pressure. It's a very good group of youngsters. You can see the future of Indian cricket. So it's very important you groom them properly. And this is what you're going to get in the future. But I would say, you know, you should not forget what the seniors have done for your country.
It's interesting sitting with you and talking to you, and you are discussing youngsters because a lot of the time you yourself still look like a kid on the field. I mean, when you're throwing yourself around or hitting sixes like you do, and you've been doing the same thing. I mean, you've been hitting the ball like this since you were a kid, since Bedi's camp in Chell, where they had to change the rules because you kept losing cricket balls.
Yeah, actually, you know, I used to try and hit every ball out of the ground when I was a young kid, and after playing one day cricket and test cricket, I never thought I'm going to play like this ever. But actually, 2020 has given me the opportunity of, you know, playing like the under 19, you know, just feel free and just go there and hit. So I think once a year, 2020 should come.
And no, but I was also making the point that, you know, you are now, you've become a senior virtually. We've not noticed, there's so much cricket happening all the time.
Yeah, actually, you know, it's been 7 years now, so I played a lot of one-day cricket, so obviously I'm trying, because when I was a young kid, I could see, you know, my seniors helping me out. And I try and do the same with the juniors coming in the team, make them comfortable and tell them what the right path is.
And even if you're not captain of the side, as you become a senior, because Sachin, Saurav, Rahul, they're all 33 plus. So there's a, naturally they will have to retire at some time or they will not be in the side. So even if you're not captain, you have a leadership role to play, don't you?
Yeah, of course, you know, being the vice captain of the team, I have to take as much pressure off Dhoni, because, you know, as a captain, you have to see a lot of things on the field. And, you know, while we're fielding, I try to set him, I mean, help him with the fields and try and, you know, be, try and lead by example on the field by fielding and getting a run out or taking a catch. So, which, you know, makes the other boys try and do good on the field as well. So, you know, it's, you have important roles if you're not the captain.
Yuri, thank you so much for speaking to Crick Info Talk.
You are listening to Crick Info Talk.